Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Yod Dalet Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud. About to look at the second half of Mishnah Bet in the second parak. Continuing to look at the relationship between different things that come in sets as Menachot. Nitmet achat minacholot o achat minasdarim. So again, looking at the Shtei Halechem and the two Sedarim of the Lechem HaPanim sort of in parallel. If one of the two became Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnehem Yetzu Leveit HaSrefa, both have to be burnt, She'en Korban Sibur Chaluk. You cannot have a Korban Sibur that is dealt with in segments. It's either all or none. Chacham Omerim HaTamei B'tumato V'Tahor Ye'achel. Chacham disagree and say that Tamei one is Tamei, the other one is eaten. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Machloket Lifnei Zrika, the Machloket of Yehuda Chachamim is only if it became Tamei before Zrika. Before Zrika here means before Zrika of the Kivsei Atzeret, and in parallel will be before the burning of the Bezichin. Aval achar Zrika, divrei hakol, tamei b'tumato v'tahor ye'achel, everything stays in place. And what's the reason? Lifnei Zrika b'may pligi, so what's the machloket about before Zrika? Rapapa b'tzitz meratzal l'achilot k'mipalgi. They disagree about whether the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears is miratzeh, creates ritzui and acceptance, not only for things brought on the Mizbeach, but also for things that are eaten. Rabbanan sabri atzitz meratzeh al achilot, and therefore, before Zrika, if one of them became Tamei, the tzitz is meratzeh for the other, and Rabbi Yehuda sabar ena tzitz meratzeh al achilot, and therefore the whole thing's out. Amar le Ravuna b'reid Rav Natan Rapapa, so he challenged him, v'ha olin, tzitz meratzeh al haolin, tzitz is certainly meratzeh for things that go on the Mizbeach, upligi, and they still disagree to Tanya. We have a braita that parallels our Mishnah if one of the two bazichin became tamei. Do them both betumah, meaning you don't have to worry about touching each other. Again, we can't split the korban sibur. No, the tahor one has to be kept tahor. Let's say one shevet is a majority Tamei, and all the other Shvatim are Taurin, and if you recall from Masechet Horayot, each Shevet is called a Kahal. Therefore, Ya'asu B'tumah, the Korban Pesach is brought B'tumah, L'fisha in Korbanot Sibur Chaluk. You can't say that the Korban Sibur is split into saying this Sibur is Tamei, and that the whole thing is Tamei. V'acha Maya Tzitz Meratzeika, there's no Tzitz Meratzeh here on the Avodah B'tumah. It's only if there's, that's because that's Tumat Haguf. The tzitz is only meratzeh on tumat basar, if the korban became tameh. V'yod ha'amar ravina toshma nitmeit achat min achalot or achat min astarin. In our the same cases our mishnah. P'yod ha'mer shneim yitzu lebeit ha'sefal v'she'en korban tzibur chaluk ha'mim ha'tameh b'tumat tova tor b'yeachel. V'mi'itel v'she'en ha'tzitz meratzeh l'achilot b'bayle. And that's of course what's bothering us from the beginning of the sugya. Why doesn't the text just say because the tzitz is not meratzeh on achilot, instead of saying that because en korban sibur chaluk. So Rabbi Lazar's position is refuted three times over. Ella amar Rav Yochanan, lamud aruchu b'fiv shel Rabbi Yehuda. We have it very clearly in Rabbi Yehuda's name, she'en korban sibur chaluk. And therefore, by the way, we would not make the distinction with ifnei rachar izrika. We would say that in any case, if part was tameh, the whole thing is tameh. All right. Now, the next Mishnah, todah mefagelet et alechem, v'alechem eno mefagelet et todah. We have to take a look at two korbanot that have a certain parallel relationship, and that is the korban todah, which comes along with 40 loaves, 10 sets of four different kinds of breads, and the kvasim, which of course come with the shtei alechem. And so we're going to see a parallel relationship. Hatodah mfagelet at alechem, v'alechem eno mfagelet hatodah. Let's see what that means. Ketzad, shachat hatodah lechom menon lemachar. If you shechted the korban todah intending to eat the korban todah the next day, remember, todah is only one day. The whole thing, including the loaves, are mefugal. Le'achol min ha'lechem, but if you shechted the todah in order to eat the lechem l'machar, ha'lechem mefugal v'atodah ina mefugalin. It only affects the bread, it does not affect back to the animal. And the same thing with the shtei alechem. Ha'kvasim faglim et ha'lechem, ha'lechem ina mefugal et ha'kvasim, ketzad, shechet et ha'kvasim l'achol v'mehem l'machar, him v'ha'lechem mefugalin, chot ha'lechem l'machar, ha'lechem mefugal v'ha'kvasim ina mefugalin. And the obvious question is, why did you need to teach the same case in the parallel of the kvasim, we'll see. Now, my tama, why is the relationship one-sided in these cases? Ile mishum de Rav Kahana, if it's because of Rav Kahana's point, then Rav Kahana. Minayin lachmei todah shenikru todah. How do we know that the loaves of todah are called todah? Shemar vihikriv al zevach hatodah chalot mishuchot Hashem, etc. But the way that we're parsing it is todah chalot. So yachi ibchanami. Then it should be the opposite, because then the zevach is chalot. The chalot are also called zevach. Zalakash alechem ikri todah. Todah lo ikri lechem. Okay, good. Well, we won't refer to the animal as lechem. But we will refer to the bread as todah. That's fine. Alahadik tanek fasim faglimet alechem alechem fagel tak fasim. But now in the parallel case in our Mishnah, lechem echashkachan nikri kvasim. We never call bread lambs. So you can't play the nomenclature game here. Elahainu, so that's out. Elahainu timer. What's the reason for the one-way relationship? Lechem glal todah ve'en todah glal de lechem. Glal meaning be glal. In other words, the bread is brought on account of the todah and not vice versa. So the bread cannot be a catalyst that will affect the entire korban. So therefore, if you shech the korban intending to eat the bread late, only the bread is affected. The bread doesn't have the power, as it were, to kick back. Lechem glal de kvasim and kvasim glal de lechem. And the point here is that the lachmei todah becomes sanctified with shechitat ha-todah, and the shtei lechem becomes sanctified with shechitat ha-kvasim. Utsrichi, and now the question we asked on the Mishnah, why do we need both cases? Diashmin and todah, zahatam hudachem fagav alechem lo mfag li todah. I understand in the case of the todah why it doesn't kick back to the animal. Mishum delo huska kuzel azebit nufa, because we don't need to lift them up together. The loaves are done separately. The todah is not lifted up. Aval kvasim nehuzka kuzel azebit nufa, because the kvasim and the loaves are lifted up. Eimakim fagel b'lechem fagel nam kvasim. Maybe they would have a symbiotic relationship, so that if you were mfagel b'lechem, it would kick back to the kvasim and make it all pigul. Tzricha, that's why I need both. Okay, ba'aminei Rabbi Elazar Rav. So Rabbi Elazar asked Rav a question. And there's two versions of the question. Version one, and you're going to see that the second version, the Tzarka Vatari, is the exact same thing. Let's mix and match. Let's say you shechted the todah intending to eat a mixed kezayit, some from the animal and some from the bread the next day. Mahu, what's the status? I'm not asking the question of whether or not the todah itself is mefugal, because that's a no-brainer. If I were to put all my intent on the bread, then it doesn't not mefagel the animal. So menami lachmami bai. So certainly, if I split it, it's not going to be mefagel. Bai lifgule lechem. Does it affect the lechem? Mi mitzarfa todah lifgule lechem olo. Because remember, if I intend to have the lechem tomorrow, then it kicks back. If I intend to eat the meat, the lechem is mefugal. So either way, the lechem is mefugal. Question is, if I have half a kezayit of lechem and half a kezayit of animal in mind to eat tomorrow, does it make the lechem mefugal? Amarle apizu alechem mefugal batodah nimefugalet. Rav's answer was same deal, which is it affects the lechem, not the animal. Ve'amai. So then Rabbi Elazar challenges him. Leima kal v'chomer. We should have a kal v'chomer that it should not affect. Why? Umah mefagel ein mitpagel. Think about this. When you use the todah and think about the bread, and it has the ability to kick out and hurt the bread, but it doesn't kick itself, the todah is not affected. Habalafagel velo pigel. And now, when you said, I'm going to eat half a kezayit of the animal and half a kezayit of bread, and it doesn't kick back to the animal, right? So it does not do what you would intend to accomplish. And dinshalei pagel, certainly, the bread should not be meat pagel either. The question is, we don't use a kal v'chomer of this sort to try to exempt someone who has liability, or to exempt something that would be considered cast out just because it doesn't have the power to cast others. Watch. Vatanya maseh be'achad shezarak karmo shel chaveros smadar. A fellow had a vineyard that was right at smadar, meaning the beginning of the grapes are starting to come out. They just budded. And this guy then went and planted grain in the guy's field. What they say? They said, your grains are asur as kilayim. You have to uproot them, and they're asur. And in the meantime, the grapes are totally good. And why don't we apply this? Think about this. The grapes which generate the isur didn't become asur. Habala esor velo asar. The the grains that came to that came for a purpose, as it were, to ban, which is to ban the grapes, and weren't successful. And odin shaloi taser, certainly the grains can't be. In other words, we don't. What we, the kal v'chomer that we would attempt here is to say the grains can't be asur if they were less successful than the grapes. The grapes were successful in banning the grain, and yet the grapes weren't asur. So if the grains failed at asuring the grapes, certainly they can't asur themselves. So therefore we see we do not apply a kal v'chomer like that. So why would we apply such a kal v'chomer in the case of the pigul? The answer is hachi ashta. Let's examine. Hatam kanbus velufas or Torah. The Torah only really prohibited grains that are already well rooted. Here the guy's cut, and that's why the case had to be that he started to plant the grains after the buds were already out. If you plant something else that hasn't taken root, that's kilayim derabanan. So once it comes to the era of rabanan, then we understand it's a knas, and the rabanan only fined the one who did the bad thing, which was the guy who planted the grains. The guy who didn't do anything, it was his vineyard sitting there innocently, he wasn't fined. But here we could apply the kal v'chomer, meaning we would say a kal v'chomer of that sort. We just don't say it in the case of the kilayim because it's really not an issue of essential law, but rather a fine. So that's how Rabbi Elazar left. And he said there really should be a kal v'chomer, and it really should be no pigul at all. Okay, that's version one. Version two is v'ikan amat nilak of akvasim. Some people learned that the whole discussion took place not about a todan lechem, but the kvasim and shtei lechem. The same point. I'm not considering that the lambs themselves should be pigul. Certainly, if I intend the whole thing from the lechem, it doesn't affect the animal. Certainly, part and part won't. Same question. Rav gave the same answer. Indeed, the bread is mefugal. And then Rabbi Elazar said, "V'amayla makal v'chomer, mefugel and mepagel." Again, the same issue. The kvasim are mefagel the lechem, but don't it doesn't kick back to them. Habala fagel v'lo pigel. And now, when you tried to affect it, and it didn't work because you mentioned eating a half a gazayit of the kvasim. In odin shaloit pagel, so certainly the bread should not be meat pagel. So the question is, we have an kavachomer ki agavnu atani maaseh bechad shorak kamoshal chaveros madar etc. B'mayla makavachomer, so no nesar balasor balasar odin shaloit aser. And again, hachi hashta hatam kanvus velufas otora shars ra'im midar abanan duet asiri adavayd isur kansur abanan, but isur lo kansur abanan v'hachalem a kavachomer. Good. So the same exact thing. We said such a kavachomer really would work, and your challenge from the story about kilayim is not a challenge because that is a different issue of a knas d'rabbanan. Okay, good. So now, man demat ila todah. Here we take a look at the two versions. If you learn Rav's ruling as being a comment about the todah case, the first case, then kol shekhen kvasim, certainly, then in the case of the kvasim case, he'll say that it would work. Well, man demat ila kvasim, but if you learn about the kvasim, you would say kvasim, who's kugel zel zebet nufa. Because after all, the kvasim and the lechem have a relationship with each other that they're lifted up. But in the case of the todah, you don't have that lo. Then maybe Rav would back off and say that in such a case, there is no pigul at all. Okay, Rav Abba Zuti, he had a different version of the question. It has nothing to do with the bread. If you shechted the keves in order to eat a kazayit of the other keves, and that's what you said, gazayit of the other keves, then what? Or you said chavero. Chavero keves mashma mam fagel. When you said chavero, do you mean the other lamb, the partnered lamb? Odil malecha mashma mam fagel. Or maybe when you say chavero, you meant its partner, which is the lechem. And then it's mafagel. The question here is a totally different question. He was asking Rav, what does the word chavero mean if unspecified in this context? So Amar Le, Rav said, "Tinitua shachad achad mekvasim lachom menu lemachar hu pigulo v'chaveiro kasher." Hamechaveiro lemachar shneim ksherim. Chaveiro clearly means the other lamb. Chaveiro keves mashma. Zelman aparish from chaveiro keves. He said, "No, maybe in that case the guy said chaveiro keves, meaning maybe we don't know what the guy said in that case. Maybe he said the other lamb, in which case chaveiro may indeed refer to the bread, so it's not so clear." And by the way, every one of these versions of Rabbi Lazar's question to Rav ended up with them being at odds, meaning Rav gave his presentation, Rav Elazar challenged it, Rav gave a challenge back, but it was not, there was no admission at any point, concession of one position to the other. Okay, the next piece, which is Mishnah Dalet, Hazevach Mfagel Tanasachim, Mikat Shikachuba Kli Divera Meir, as we will see right away in the Gemara, her mayor is of the opinion that Nesachim also are subject to Pigul. And the reason is because the Dam HaZevach is matu them. So he says that the minute the Nesachim are in the Kli, then they are subject to Pigul. If the Zevach is, if you were to Shecht, or do some other Avodah, the Zevach, intending to pour the Nesachim the wrong time, then it applies, and Nesachim and Am Faglim, and this is only Rameir, Chacham disagree with the whole premise. Nesachim and Am Faglim et HaZevach, but it does not go backwards. And again, the same thing, Ketzad HaShach, the Zevach, Chachom Menu L'machar, if you intend to eat the animal beyond its time, then both the animal and the nesachim are mefugal. But if you intend to bring the nesachim tomorrow, hanesachim fugalin azavachim mefugal. Only the wine is mefugal, not the animal. Now, Tana Rabbanan, nischei beima chayavin alehen mishum pigul. This is Rabbi Meir's position, as we'll see. The Nesachim could have Pigul. Neshadam HaZevach Matiran L'Karev Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because they have a Matir, and the Matir is the Dam. Amur L'Rav Meir. So the position of Chachamim is couched as follows. Follow Adam V'Zivcho Ayom HaSachav Asra Yamim. A person could bring his Zevach today, and then a Sachim he could bring a lot later, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, for that animal. Which means you can't say the Dam is Matir. Amar Lehen Afani Lo Amarti Ela B'Bain Ima Zevach. Right, I only was referring to Nesachim that the man actually brings with a Zevach, meaning if he brings an animal and brings the wine with it, then that wine is connected. So they said back to Rameir, even in such a case, you could apply those Nesachim to a different animal. So therefore, the Dam is still not mat. He says, no. The Rameir's position is that the minute you do Shechita on the animal, then the Nesachim are fixed to that animal, just like Lachme Toda are fixed to that Korban Toda. And therefore, as a result, you don't have the option anymore to switch it. And therefore, only in that case would the mayor say that the Nesachim are accessible, if you will, to Pigul with the Avodat HaZevach. Now we have a parallel case with the Log Shemen, Tanar Bonan. Log Shemen Shematzor HaChevin Alam Mishum Pigul, Neshedam HaShem Matiro Lab Behonot. You cannot put the oil on the earlobe, etc., of the earlobe or the thumb and the toe of the mitzora until you have done the avodat ha'asham, and so therefore the dam ha'asham is matir the log shemen, and the log shemen now is viable pigul. Amar lo meir halo adam evi hashem ayom v'lo go mikan ve'asrayimim, but you could bring the log a lot later. Amar lahan afani lo amarti elav mai ma'asham. Right, I'm only talking about if you did bring it together. And Rav gives the same answer, and this may be just an alternative version of the previous discussion, in which Rav explains that Rav Meir's position is that the log gets fixed to belong to that mitzora with the shechit of the asham, just like lachmei todah are fixed with the shechitat ha-todah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll do the final podcast in this short but very intense parak, the second parak, at the beginning of Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, in the next podcast. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.